90.5 KSJS, you just heard Rue Mateiro with the song My Crew. Before that, we had Gore with Damnation Under God. And before that, we had Bad Religion with Codependence Day.
Bad Religion.
Yes, as you can see, we have, or as you can hear, we have guests in the studio here at KSJS. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hey, what's up? We're Pounders.
Oh, yeah! Pounders coming in hot.
What's going on, San Jose State?
San Jose State and the Yay Area.
Yay Area.
If you will.
If you will, yes. So, why don't you guys talk about a little bit about yourself? You guys are Pounders from San Jose.
Yep, we're Pounders, born and raised and happy from San Jose, California.
Yeah.
My name is Justin.
Sweet.
This is Alonzo.
Alonzo.
And this is Chris.
Chris's last name is Pounders.
Chris's last name is Pounders.
Hence the name.
Hence the name.
Pounders.
Yes. Sweet.
Because Imamura, although it's catchy, wasn't as good of a band name.
Oh, yeah, that's my last name.
Oh, that's your last name. What's your last name then?
Hernandez.
Hernandez.
And we were going to do Radio Romantica stuff, so we kept it Pounders.
Well, I thought we were going to do a mariachi kind of concept band, but it didn't work out that way.
Chris's work isn't as good as it used to be.
But his skin flute work is.
That's one.
It's there. Strike one. Burp, burp. I don't know. I'm just making it my own sound out.
Just fade out slowly.
Yeah, exactly.
So what kind of music do you guys play?
The music, the closest way to describe it, it's a mixture of a lot of different types of music, but basically it's rock. And my biggest influence is Green Day. It's been like that.
Green Day.
Yeah, since middle school. But, you know, I've got really into like the Misfits and the Ramones. So we basically kind of came from that. Like era of like just like the power chords and the catchy like melodies and like cool lyrics that people can relate to really easily. We don't like, you know, I don't really choose to write songs that have complicated lyrics where you have to sit there and like, you know, like write it out and figure out what the heck I'm saying.
It's usually not Bush.
Yeah.
Please,
no
do
Bush.
Not, please do not be like that.
Yes, we're not.
Those Rock Against Bush albums were made for a reason. Seriously.
But it's also important for us to have our own sound and not to sound like
Not
Green
to
Day,
sound completely
Ramones,
like Green Day,
Clash,
right?
And stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, so we mix a lot of influences. There's a lot of electronic stuff that kind of goes into songs, and we put a little bit more of just high energy stuff to go along with some ballad type songs. Mm-hmm. So it's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sounds good. Well, we're gonna take a quick break, and up next we have something that they handpicked themselves, the Pounders.
We're taking over the songs today.
They are taking over all the options and stuff I'll be playing on the show. Right now it's Dropkick Murphys with Flanagan's Ball. So keep locked right here to 90.5 KSJS.
Semester. Some of the workshops will include stress management, goal setting, assertiveness, and test taking skills. For more information about the workshop, please call. Get ready to write it down. 408-924-5921. And this message was brought to you by 90.5 KSJS Ground Zero Radio and Pounders and also the local restaurants. I just made
the local restaurant.
I just made the last point.
Okay. So don't go looking for that restaurant now, everybody. It's not our fault if you don't find it.
Nope.
All right. So maybe you guys want to talk a little bit more about yourself? Like, or you
no,
got any upcoming shows?
You.
We got to talk about me.
How many units are you taking this semester?
You know, oh God, don't even go into that right now with all the budget cuts and everything. Yeah. I only have like 3 classes, so that's about 15. Mm. So it's
you
not a whole
here
lot.
On campus?
I do not. I commute.
Whoa.
For the commuter school, I commute.
Nice.
So yeah, it's.
Do you use public transportation?
I use VTA. I'm not going to give away the route now.
That's
all right. So that's just all right. In case for safety reasons, I do take VTA though.
Very cool. Ladies and gentlemen, Alonzo is here in the studio from Pounders. And so am I. I'm Justin. And Alonzo plays bass. Chris, what do you play?
I play guitar and sing.
Justin, what do you play?
I play the ukulele. So come on out and check us out. We're a Hawaiian cover band. We play all Don Ho tunes.
Oh my God.
Actually, we have a free show this Friday night at Mission Ale House on Santa Clara Street, and it's free, and they have drink specials all night.
We go on at 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock Pacific time.
9 o'clock sharp.
Just in case you're coming from the East Coast, it's Pacific
Standard
Time.
If you like Green Day, Blink-182, Ramones, Misfits, Clash, like, we have a really cool, you know, edgy sound. It's really, you know, it's really fresh and It sounds really cool, and we have a ton of energy on stage, so come out. And
it's definitely cool. A live show that you don't want to miss. A lot of entertainment going on, and there'll be drinks and girls and guys and whatever you want. It'll be there.
It's not called Mission Mail House anymore because all dudes go there. It's called Mission Ale House because there is brews there. So come on out. Have a great time. You will totally. Every show that you come to with to check us out, we perform all across the Bay Area and also at Santana Row. But this Friday night is free at Mission Ale House. Please come on out. And what should we do now?
Should we listen to
a track?
We should listen to a
track. Let's let the audience listen to some music.
All right.
Yeah, let them hear a little bit of what we have to give them.
We'll be doing Scream and Let It Go first.
Oh, that's okay, a good cool. song. I like that song.
What is that song about?
That song is about just, you know, dealing with different issues in life and just kind of taking a moment to just let it go and just to take control of your own emotions and your own life and to not let things drag you down.
All right. Well, again, it's the Pounders with the song Scream and Let It Go. And be sure to check them out this Friday at Mission Ale House. All right, 90.5 KSJS, you just heard Broadway Calls with the song Midnight View. Before Broadway Calls, we had Polar Bear Club with Living Saints. And before that, we had Pennywise with One Reason.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't Pennywise have a new singer?
Yeah, apparently this was breaking news. Pennywise has a new singer, everybody.
That's right. I informed everyone in the studio of that about 10 minutes ago. Brand new breaking news.
Alonzo just tweeted it on PerezHilton.com.
Yes. Patent pending.
Patent pending.
So we're gonna play a song right now, but before we play a song, Chris, let them know where they can find us. Give them your address.
Oh man, all right, so check this out. We have a MySpace.
Chris lives at Corolla Court. He really does in San Jose. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh. MySpace.com/pounders. You can hear our music and check out all our updates on our shows. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/PNDRS.
Right.
And you can also check out a bunch of cool, crazy videos of us at shows doing all kinds of funny stuff at youtube.com/pounders408.
All right, cool. And there's apparently, it won't be next after this, it'll be Beat Talca with Running for Your Life, but they have a song lined up called Misery and Despair, and apparently they keep alluding to a story that I know nothing about behind the song.
All of our songs that we write are all original music, and they all come from different experiences that we as a band experience, whether it's Chris, Alonzo, or myself. And a song that people really like to listen to is called Misery and Despair. And Chris is going to say exactly what the story is all about.
He's cringing. I feel bad.
All right, well, I think my band will help me explain this story.
All right.
Yeah, because I don't think he's going to tell the truth on every single thing.
Oh, please.
All right.
This is college radio. You got to be raw
night,
to the point.
We were on the Castro District. Chris was like, hey, just hanging out. I was like, whoa, check out this club. He just turned 21 and we had a rainbow out front. He goes inside.
It's definitely not the story.
Just kidding.
All right. We used to play at a venue called the Warner Hutton House. It was in Saratoga. It's now shut down. A lot of cool bands that play there, and we were one of them.
The last show, actually.
We played
the very last show.
We shut down that place, right? And the cops showed
shut
up and everything.
That down.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to be shut down, but then after we played, they didn't want anybody else to go there.
Jeez. Yeah. What did you guys play that night? Jeez.
In a nutshell, long story short, basically, I had an ex-girlfriend there and a girl that I was dating.
Okay, cut back a week prior. Chris broke up with this girl after wishy-washing about it for a while. And he finally broke up with her about 2 days before the show or so. Is that correct?
I disagree.
It was a couple days before the show. We get to the show. He has girl B that he's hanging out with, this new girl. We play our show. We get to the very last song. Very last song. And then girl A, which has been brokenhearted about 3 days prior, comes to the front of the stage. And right before we start playing, the three of us just look at each other and we're just wondering why is she here.
This is crazy psycho hose beast.
Oh god.
Yes, crazy psycho hose beast.
It's gonna be like a Gossip Girl episode.
Yes.
Like,
yes, this is very WB.
Oh shit.
And basically, well, I don't know what else she was. I mean,
she was bawling. She was just like crying her eyes out because Chris broke her heart.
Anyways,
heartbreaker.
The song ends, and the next thing we hear after clapping is a punch to the face. Girl A punches girl B in the face.
What? Girl A had a fist full of rings.
Are you serious?
She won the Super Bowl, the NBA championship. She had a Stanley Cup in her hand.
Oh,
it was
my
just
God.
Huge.
Girl, cops show up. Girl B gets a black eye. And basically, it's the end of the night.
It's not the end of the night.
No, it's not.
Chris is just not helping anybody.
No.
He's not helping girl A. He's not helping girl B.
I was staying out of
With a cat fight like that, you can't get in between, really.
He was just kind of just watching, kind of moping. Once the dust is settled, he looks at me and he goes, "Great, man. Now I'm not getting any from anybody tonight." And then we wrote this song, Misery
and Despair.
Misery
and Despair.
About, this is actually the first song we wrote as a collective band, and we wrote it about that night.
Oh,
we
my God.
We actually wrote it at Great America. Now,
America.
We wrote it on a roller coaster, actually.
Yeah, on a roller coaster. No, all three of us used to work at Great America. Some of us still do, like myself. Mm. But we all used to work at Great America and the School of Rock show that was there like a couple years ago, based on the movie. Chris played guitar and sung. And Alonzo played the bass, and then I played the drums in that show. And that's how we kind of formed as a band. Mm. So we actually, during the breaks between each of the songs, mm-hmm. we would write music. And this is our first song that we've ever written called Misery and Despair. And we usually use this as our closer song most of our shows. Yeah. Actually, all of our shows. So it'll come up.
The middle of the show doesn't turn out to be like a ball.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
One thing I want to note about our music, too. This album, I mean, this song is off of our first demo, which is an acoustic version of all our songs, but when we play at like Mission Ale House and Voodoo Lounge and Blaine Club and clubs like that,
it'll be heavier.
We play with full on distortion, real heavy, but we have to play a lot of shows at like Santana Row mm-hmm. and like we actually play in the store and at Hot Topics, different locations, and we play a really cool like acoustic feel of our intense songs. So this is a version you're gonna hear, which is an acoustic version, but the intensity is still there.
Okay, cool. And will this be at a Mission Ale House when you guys play, or
we have CDs.
All
right, yeah, cool. We'll have CDs, all that. Swag,
t-shirts, hats,
all the good merch,
drink tickets.
Yes,
you can't forget those.
Whatever you need, just ask us. We'll buy you a beer. Don't even worry about it. Chris is loaded, and he'll buy you as much beer as you want.
Fireworks and our trench coats. You know, whatever you need.
Everything.
Fake IDs. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Oh wow.
Green cards.
Passports.
You're like the Bay Area black market right here. Yeah.
We're everything you need. We are down to pound.
All right. All right, well, we'll take a quick break, and then right after Beatalka, we'll hear the song from the Pounders, Misery and Despair.
For a weekly dose of metal on 90.5 FM KSJS, the Germ hosts Quarantined. On Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Germ is known to transverse the heavy metal spectrum and the most extreme and subverse rock.
Did you say transverse?
For your midday intake, await to be quarantined with the Germ, Wednesdays 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on 90.5 KSJS, Ground Zero Radio. Metal.
All right, well, back to more stuff from the Pounders right here. Apparently, we go back to the same roots right here in San Jose. That's pretty crazy.
Let's represent.
These guys went to Prospect and Rogers. I went to Prospect and Rogers.
I didn't go to Rogers. I went to Castro.
Oh.
I didn't go to either one of those schools. I'm an East Side boy. Big O.
East Side. Yeah. That's nice.
That's
what is
great.
Big
Thanks
O?
For sharing,
what
does that mean?
That's Overfelt. That's where all my people come from.
All right.
All right.
Well,
we went back.
Pounders went to
at least Prospect.
Did you go to Prospect, call 945-5757 to reminisce.
Exactly. 90.5.
I don't know.
90.5 KSJS San Jose. So, yeah, we went back. Did you go to Country Lane, too, now that I think of it?
No, I went to Payne Elementary School and also Lynn Haven.
Okay. So that's where we kind of split off, but still, it's pretty crazy.
It is pretty random. It's very random. But you graduated in 07, and I graduated in 1985. So,
quite the age gap.
Quite the age. I am 55 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like 15 or something.
Yep, you're 15 years old.
Much,
you're just a kid.
I know.
I don't know how you got in here. You're one of those smart kids.
Doogie Howser, MD.
What was that theme song, Doogie Howser?
It was all like a piano thing. That's not how it went at all, but yeah.
No. So again, these guys are gonna be at Mission Ale House this Friday.
We start at 9 o'clock Friday at Mission Ale.
Mission Ale, yeah.
It's free. You can't get better than free.
No. College students, we know you're on a budget. Come on out.
Put your ramen noodles on the counter for one night and come check us out.
Right.
Look for Chris. He'll buy you a drink. Just say you heard us on KSJS.
Yes, if you mention that you heard us here on KSJS, Chris Pounders will buy you a shot.
Sweet.
Ooh, yes, we will.
Because he's the only one in the band without a job.
Yes, he is.
Let's talk about that, actually. Oh. If there's any employers out there who are need somebody to work, Chris will
work
for you.
He doesn't have any skills. He's not really strong. He has a bad work habit, really bad attitude. Nice. His hygiene is horrible to fair. So if you guys have a job opening, just give him a call.
Please call. Nice. Call 408. What is it again? 924-524-5757.
Wow. KSJS. I didn't even have
remember
to, yeah.
It. Yeah.
All right.
I looked it up on the phone. Cause my BlackBerry doesn't do the number, so I had to look at Alonzo's phone to figure out what the heck number is KS and JS. But
and JS.
Found out they're both kind of similar.
Nice.
But anyway. Well, the light's flashing on. That means we swore on air, right?
Probably, no? Yeah. I'm gonna have to FCC is on their way right now. So.
Yep. I know. Shut down.
I know exactly.
That might be an employer actually on the phone telling them that Chris
is gonna have a job soon. Give us the end of the weekend. He will be shucking corn by next week.
Yeah, like me yesterday.
Oh, geez. Yeah, in Gilroy. Yeah.
In Gilroy. This is a true story.
So you commute to Gilroy to shuck corn?
No, at Great America.
Okay.
Another plug for Great America. They're not even paying us. I don't even know why they're saying
We
got to
get some sort of sponsorship.
Like, we do.
Like, get us like a cotton candy or something.
I want a funnel cake with whipped cream and strawberries.
Yes.
All right.
Like anyway, speaking of Great America... Real quick story. I was eating at the Great America cafeteria last weekend. I ate the pho. Don't have pho at Great America or pho, whatever you call it, because I got sweaty. I was like so sick. I was about to just throw it up, but I felt a lot better though. I think it's that red sauce. They kept it out and got
they
real
kept
funny.
It out. That's
they kept it out. I know. Great America, if you're listening, you got to clean up the act for the employees in the cafeteria.
That's just bad work ethic.
Yeah.
Hot red sauce. Very hot red sauce. Oof. I don't know how we got on this subject, but anyway. Come to the show this Friday night. We are free.
Hey, why don't you step away from the microphone there, Justin?
Let me step by. There's a mic right here. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Friday night, we're actually going to play for about an hour and a half, so we're going to play a ton of music, all original, and it's going to be a lot of fun. All
right, awesome. Mission Ale House. Hopefully the foe's safe there. Seriously.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, we'll take a quick break, and right now we have Skin Lamp with Amphetamine Gods right here on KSJS Ground Zero Radio.